This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to show number 18 of Mondo Bizarro. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your window washer as we clean the weirdness that's accumulated on your glass. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let me get my ladder out as we attempt to get at those spots that are creating a dusty film from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro news.
The recent barrage of two-faced or otherwise unusually shaped animals just won't stop coming. Hot on the heels of the two-faced cow and the six-legged cow comes a new entrant in the Odd Animal Hall of Fame. But unlike the previous examples, which have been hailed by Metro, if admittedly not by anybody else, as a sign of the imminent apocalypse, the birth of this two-headed pig in China is being hailed as a miraculous conception by the farmers. The pig is widely seen as a symbol of fertility in China. And what with the 2007 being the Chinese Year of the Pig, this unique porker is considered to be a blessing. Although, of course, it won't actually be the year of the pig until February the 18th, the two-faced porker weighs in at 1.5 kilograms, comes with two mouths, four eyes, and was born in a small village of Quanzhou in the East China Fujian province on January the 15th. A German village has won a fight to stop McDonald's opening on its outskirts because it doesn't sell sausages and sauerkraut. The mayor of the village of Geschendorf, Fritz Koch, age 66, said, "There are 508 people here and we all agree we do not want foreign trends here at all. We are quite happy with the local restaurant where we can get sausages and schnitzel," and all nine local councillors supported this decision. "We have had calls from all over the country praising us for making our stand against the McDonald's Corporation." Chilean artist Marco Evaristi, known worldwide as a veteran at shock art, presented his friends with his newest creation, meatballs cooked with fat from his own body extracted by liposuction. With a glass in his hand, to his dining companions seated around a dining table in a Santiago gallery. "Ladies and gentlemen, bon appetit and may God bless. The question of whether or not to eat human flesh is more important than the result," he said, explaining the point of his creation. "You are not a cannibal if you eat art." The artist produced 48 meatballs with his own fat, some of which will be canned and sold for $4,000 for 10 of them. Some of the artist's earlier work includes an enormous iceberg in Greenland, which he dyed with red paint, and another that he invited people to kill fish by pressing the button on the blender that the fish were swimming in. A convicted fraudster escaped from a high-security jail in Germany after climbing into a cardboard box and parcel posting himself to freedom. Max Frednauer, age 28, escaped from prison in Darmstadt after hiding in the box in the mailroom. He escaped from the mail van as it was driving away. The escape was only noticed when the mail truck arrived at the sorting depot and the hole in the box was soon spotted. It is the second time a convict has earned a ticket to ride by using the mail system. Only last month, a convict in neighboring Austria escaped from Graz prison by posting himself out in a large box that was supposed to contain lamppost parts. Both escapees are still at large. More than 300 Germans are renting themselves out as would-be protesters. The protesters rent themselves out for around £100 or $200 off of a website named eRento.com. A spokesperson for the site says there has been a demand for their service. "There are various reasons why protesters are hired," reports the BBC. According to local German media, organizers of a recent march in Munich hired a group of the protesters because its own activists were much too old to stand for hours waving banners of protest. A sci-fi fan has spent 30 years and £30,000, or about $60,000, building his own flying saucer. The builder Alfie Carrington, who is aged 57, put the machine together in his garage in Clinton, Michigan, using aviation books for instruction. His aim is not to fly into space, but rather replace the automobile with a Jetson-style vehicle. "Why drive when you can fly 500 miles per hour? It's such a simple concept," Carrington said. There is no way this thing can't get off the ground because 40% of it is rotating. Aeronautical engineers aren't so confident, though, especially considering the rotation speed needed to lift the aircraft. If it's not properly designed and built, it will rip itself apart. I wouldn't want to stand next to it when it gets up to speed, said aviation expert Cornelis van Dam. Mr. Carrington hopes to launch his dream craft in about 8 months.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances conclude with National Lose Weight Feel Great Month, National Mail Order Gardening Month, National Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month, National Poverty in America Awareness Month, National Radon Action Month, National Returns Month, National Skating Month, and Oatmeal Month. Your weekly observances end with National Cowboy Poetry Gathering Week, National Creativity and Frugality Week, National Handwriting Analysis Week, National Nurse Anesthesiast Week, National Take Back Your Time Week, Women in Blue Jeans Week, National Medical Group Practice Week, No Name Calling Week, Catholic Schools Week, and Groundhog Days. Your daily calendar events are on the 25th, it's a Room of One's Own Day, and Women's Healthy Weight Day. On the 26th, it's Fun at Work Day, Toad Hollow Day of Encouragement, and Spouses Day. On the 27th, it's Holocaust Memorial Day, Thomas Crapper Day, Chocolate Cake Day, and Punch the Clock Day. On the 28th, it's Fun at Work Day, and National Kazoo Day. On the 29th, it's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, Free Thinkers Day, and National Corn Chip Day. On the 30th, it's Inane Answering Machine Day, and Backwards Day. On the 31st, we wrap up the month of January with Inspire Your Heart with Art Day.
Bizarro Facts.
Did you know mosquitoes have 47 teeth? The first flushing toilet seen on TV was on the show Leave It to Beaver. The lifespan of a taste bud is just 10 days. Pi has been calculated to 2,260,321,363 digits. And speaking of pi, the billionth digit in pi is 9. If you eat too many carrots, you will turn orange. A stretched-out slinky is 87 feet long. The poison arrow frog has enough poison to kill 2,200 people. The parking meter was invented in North Dakota, and we've been paying for our parking spaces ever since. The original Pinocchio was completely made out of pine. The average human produces 10,000 gallons of saliva in a lifetime. Cranberry Jell-O is the only kind that contains real fruit. The pound sign on your PC's keypad and on your telephone is actually called a Anoctothorpe. A group of kangaroos is called a mob. A group of geese is called a gaggle. The state of Maine is the toothpick capital of the world. The Emperor Caligula made his horse a Roman state senator. The green stuff you occasionally see on a potato chip is nothing else than chlorophyll. The force of 1 billion people all jumping at the same time is equal to 500 tons of TNT. Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon with his left foot first, and the first word spoken on the moon was, okay. The average speed of Heinz ketchup leaving the bottle is 25 miles per year. The percent of women who wash their hands after leaving a restroom is 80%, compared to the percentage of men who wash their hands after using a restroom at just 55%. There are, on an average, 333 toilet paper squares on a toilet paper roll. The Eiffel Tower has 2,500,000 rivets in it. The most common name for a goldfish is Jaws. Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for Mondo Bizarro Show number 18. We hope you've enjoyed yourself, and perhaps you will check us out on our next episode. Until then, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.